I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
Hello! Welcome to another... Oh, ito, may effort yung episode na to.
Tayo na, dude.
May effort
sobrang
episode.
Sobrang hindi ako sanay.
Hindi kami sanay. Meron kaming malupit na guest. Kung nasa video kayo ngayon, nakikita niyo na, need no introduction. But we will introduce it for the audio people. Si Enrique Hill is here.
What's up, guys? Hello.
And then, director of such great films as Patay na si Jesus.
Gago, ganda ng Patay na si Jesus.
Kung saan ang first scene ay kumain ng tamod yung lalaki. Siya rin ang director ng movie namin ni Ken. Yes, namin ni Ken.
Yes.
We're co-stars.
Yes.
Pares naming level.
Yes.
Victor Villanueva is also here. Yan,
yeah, yeah. Diba podcast, mag-hi ako sa camera.
Pwede naman. May video aspect naman. Hello. Yung mga ayaw magbayad ng Spotify Premium.
How does it feel to work with a comedy great like Pepe Herrera? During the Enrique Hill, Pepe Herrera,
and no one else.
No one else.
Nico Natividad.
Oh,
Nico.
And the others.
Oh, direct. You know, first question sa'yo. Mahirap ba kami katrabaho? Cast?
Hindi.
Oo nga.
Kasi ano, I think, ay, galit.
Labas mo na lahat ngayon.
Ay, hindi. Ano, parang, nung nalaman ko kayo yung cast, parang, ay, na-excite ako. And, yeah. Actually, ako yung parang, baka kayo yung maraming, expectations na,
direct gusto ko, taas expectations.
Oh, ganun, na parang, ako is, medyo nahiya ako at times, kasi parang, mamit ko ba expectations? Kasi mga, comedy legends.
Comedy legends.
The modern.
Dude, you have patay
si
na si pa. Jesus.
Yeah, but still, sabi nga ng crew ko, medyo may pagka, pa rin ako, ang dami kong doubts. Naghanap ako ng mali sa set, mga ganun or something. So parang, yun. And then, when I heard na si Ken yung magdadala ng Big Bird, sabi ko, ba't siya pumayag? Gumanan ako.
Oh, my.
Diba? So parang,
ba't nga ba pumayag?
Yeah.
Sobrang wild.
Sobrang iba sa...
I don't know. I was just bored, bro. I was just bored with, with the stuff that was coming out.
Tama.
Basically from our industry. I just want to spice things up, make it fun again.
Oh.
Diba? Something interesting. Actually, kanina ka-facetime ko yung kapatid ko, yung kuya ko. Mm-hmm. Sabi niya, bro, actually, okay yung I Am Not Big Bird. Ha? Sabi niya, bro, you're the right track. Huwag ka na bumalik sa mga. Tsaka na lang, bro. Sabi niya, okay.
Marami naman. I mean, it's in good hands. The genre where you came from, parang di naman siya namamatay.
Like, of course.
May Don Bell ngayon.
Correct.
They're in good hands.
I think it's still the bread and butter of our industry in our country. But, sometimes you just, you want something different, diba? So,
and you were doing that for a long time.
Yeah. And I think it's a big deal for my brother kasi hindi talaga nanonood mga local shows yan. And sabi, yeah, dude, I really want to watch your film.
Finally.
For the first time, he says that. Sabi ko, okay.
Yun din yung parang, I think, nag-come on ko rin sa Big Bird kasi ako tinatamad na ako mag-film eh.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi andali mag-stand up eh. Uh-huh. If you've seen the shows, di ba? Parang I go up there.
Madali ba?
Mas madali mag-stand up kaysa mag-film. Sinasabi ko. Amen. Grabe.
I think it's hard.
Lalo na para sa akin.
Okay.
Kasi kumbaga parang nandun ako sa area na talagang okay na nag-grind na ako towards where I am at. Eh. So parang nireap ko na yung benefits of the grind. Tapos, ang papakita ka lang, you show up, and then you do an hour.
Yeah.
And then that's the end of your day.
Yeah.
Yun sense. Sabihin natin, okay, maaga ka doon, call time, ganyan, ipoproduce mo and everything. But that's still a day. Film takes a long time.
Long hours, yeah. Diba?
Yeah. Kung talent lang ako, that means I come on, gawa na yung script. Gawa na yung may schedule na and everything. Pero yung mga writers, isipin mo pre-prod, magisimula writing, which you guys were involved in, di ba? Mm-hmm. Ano, you also produced this, ano, di ba?
Yes, yes, yes.
Paano, like, did you develop the script with it? Or parang may concept na? Ano?
No, yung first, ang daming drafts actually ng script eh.
But, oh my God.
Kasi yung unang draft
na pinigay, mm-hmm.
Parang ang daming drama, na ang daming drama sa, which I wanted to veer out. Kasi nga, it's, yung hangover naman, parang, siyempre may puso. Siyempre, but it's not really the highlights of the movie, di ba? So parang nagiging highlight kasi is those drama parts. So sabi ko,
alam mo, when we were, ano, writing, ganun, sabi ko, baka, ano,
masyadong
baka,
drama?
Hindi, parang, baka hanapin ni Ken yung drama kasi, ayun, parang, medyo worried kami, eh, na, ano,
yeah. Kaya, no, kailangan talaga meron dapat at some point.
Pero I mean, nag-gets ko na, ano, later na, parang sinabi niya, ayoko niyang, ano, masyadong drama. Okay, gets ko na. Kasi, may mga parts na dinama muna namin kasi baka hanapin sa, you know.
Gets.
Oo, pero then I realized, I get ko na lang gusto ni Ken nung ano after, nung I think nag-meet tayo, di ba?
Ganun. Yes, yes. So, pero yun. Mas okay nga kasi ang daming dinagdag ni Direk na kailangan talaga dun sa film.
Okay.
Which was yung, well, yung away natin. So mas nag-deep dive siya.
Sobrang nag-serious acting ako, Andy. You'll be proud of me, pare.
I'm always proud of you. Pero yung ang pinaka-brutal mo daw, yung nagtumakbo kayo or something.
Oh, medyo brutal. Then, pag-usapan natin yun, yung pabang-brutal na scene yun, right after this very unnecessary OBB na baka bago na, hindi natin alam, depende kung...
Okay.
Depende
sa, mo yung...
Depende kung binayara ko yung musician na hindi.
Okay.
And we're back.
Yawn.
That's
hello.
Ganda, no? Ganda ng OBB na.
Solid.
Oh, ganda.
Congrats.
Oh. Congrats. Congrats sa 18 seconds tier mo.
Solid, solid.
Okay. Sobrang tawag doon. We're talking about yung production of Big. Yung mahirap kasi every time na may mga nagtatanong about, ang hirap palang ibenta yung film mo without spoiling the things.
Yes.
Na yun yung parang sobrang hirap na technique pala nun na bibigyan mo lang sila ng ball tickling, hindi mo sila hindi mo sila jajak ulit.
Correct.
Papatigasin mo lang siya. Diba?
Dilaan mo muna yung nips.
Dilaan mo muna yung nipples. Doon ako hirap na hirap kasi minsan mag-go on na ako tapos sabihin ko na bilang, oh nga pala, shit, di pala pwede sabihin dyan. Pero yung mention ni Andrin, merong sobrang part na brutal doon. And ang kwento doon parate is nakita ko yung sequence list nung araw na yun. Tapos parang apat or lima lang. Yeah. So parang, okay, vacation time.
Yung nga yung sinabi mo nung palis ka sa Pinas eh. Like, okay.
Oo, vacation na. Di ba? Pag-anas yung pala, puta, puro running. Tapos sabi direct, may mga cut naman, hindi naman yung tuloy-tuloy. Grabe, ang haba.
Naawa ako sa kanya kasi parang kita kong hirap na hirap na siya.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Well, I think it's because of your pants, di ba?
No, it's because of him.
It's because of the fatness. Yeah.
And I think that was what Direk also added, yung chase scene na yun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wala ba siya sa mula? Wala ganun.
Wala masyado.
Mas maganda yung version na yun.
Not as detailed as this. So, yun talaga mas kailangan. Talaga.
Chase scene ba to? Yung sa Fast and the Furious 5, yung nasa...
Maanga siya. Kasi parang I think that was the biggest kind of shot I've ever been part of.
Ah, talaga?
Yung shot na yun na buong street kita mo.
Yeah, yeah.
Diba? So, nakakatawa dun, may isang road dun na parang may mga street vendors.
Yeah.
Tapos tumatakbo kami through it. So, in between takes, akala namin totoong street vendors. Actually, si Pepe, si Pepe was like, how much?
Bro, kaya pala nung lunch break, nandiyan mo nasa malaking hall tayo. Tsaka puno. Sabi ko,
ang maraming
crew. Sabi ko, crew nga nasa isip ko.
Ang laki nga nun nung
dami.
Ang laki nga nung araw na yun.
Kaya pala.
Dami tao dito.
Ay, di nyo alam.
Di namin alam.
Ibang street.
Wala man lang sabi sa amin na huwag kayong bumili sa street vendor kasi ganito ang mga street vendor yung mga yun.
Kasi yung street vendor, sinet up namin yun. Kasi empty street siya, ganun.
Oh.
Kasi before, I wanted na parang isang highway.
I see.
Yes. Oo, or parang ibang street somewhere near sa location, sa Pattaya. Tapos parang sa logistics, mas okay yung and i-set up na lang yung mga stores para atin. So lahat ng mga pagkain doon sa atin, yung ibang extras na Thai, inuwi yung manok. Inuwi na yung manok.
Parang Pilipinas na talaga.
Take home yung pagkain.
So, mga dragon fruit, yung mga bili yun lahat, as in sinet up.
Ang wild.
Yun.
Ang wild dun. Akala ko yun yung tipong after natin, yung first salvo of takbo, parang okay, tapos na to. So after lunch, meron pa pala. So the next thing, meron pa pala. Sobrang tulit-tulit.
Pero at least yung next day, medyo ano,
oh, chill na. Okay, okay, walang problema yun. Well, kumbaga nakarelax na. Nakapamasahe na kami nun eh. Nalala ko, tinawagan mo sa, kay ni Ranville, yung manager ni Ken.
Yeah.
Parang, tinawagan niyo ako kasi sobrang naka-steady lang ako sa room ko. Tapos sabi niya, Red, gusto mo papamasahin kami ni Ken? Gusto mo sumama? Yes, please.
Bro, super sore yung legs namin the next day. Puta, natanggol na nagtumatak sa akin.
Nag-aggressive moaning na kami sa massage niya. Yeah. Pucha. Ang ganda nun. Ano ba bang mga scenes na very... basta kakaiba siya eh. Yun yung...
Yeah, I saw the trailer. Yung drugged out scene.
Yeah. Yeah,
that looked really cool.
Shooting it was hard though because you can't really use actual drugs.
Correct.
Ano siya, parang herbal...
Herbal... I don't know what it was.
So, nagkakamali ako kasi gumagawa ako ng mga smoke tricks ang binibridge ko ng konti. Ganyan. Tapos, kailangan pala i-take to take treants. Ang baho ng buha.
Well, it kind of makes sense that you can't use real drugs.
Oy! Pwede yan! Thailand eh.
Tapos yung nag-away ka na sa direct pero washing machine yung kausap.
Wala ko eto. Ay, di ba si direct to? Bahan siya may headset. Wala ko eto. Ay, nako. Pero, kung dahil nga gusto mo mag-venture out to what you're currently doing,
yeah,
was comedy the first thing on your mind or do you want to do something else pa?
As a comeback? Not really. Uh-huh. Hindi talaga siya, but ang dami kasi nagpipitch sa amin throughout
siyempre,
the years. Nawala.
Tatlong taon ka nawala eh.
Oh, ang dami bro. Halos lahat ata ng, ang dami entry ng MMFF dumaan sa amin.
No.
Pero tapos ito, dumating yung...
Big Bird.
Yeah, title pa lang. I want this. Hindi, parang ang kulit lang ng concept niya. Tapos to shoot in Thailand, so sabi ko, puta, solid to. It's like one of those comedy films I've always wanted to do.
Yeah.
Diba? So,
pero alam mo, Ken, like, prior to, matagal na siya na concept na sinashop namin around.
Okay.
And, parang ang hirap niyang malak kasi sinong tatanggap ng ganun na role?
Na kailangan ng big star, no?
Oo. Big star at the same time, ganun yung role. Big Bird, ganun. Na parang, how do you call this? Hindi sila sure if they want to do something like that.
Yeah.
So parang, nung sinabi sa akin ni Bianca, yung producer sa Anima. Si Ken is interested. Ha? Gumano na ko rin? Gusto ba sirain image niya? Ganun. So,
kasi even with ABS, I was asking them, kasi nag-meeting pa kami with the whole Black Sheep and team, and I was giving, they wanted to pry my mind, and sabi ka, I want either like horror, or like something intense, or like an action comedy, or freaking comedy, anything out of the box, basically, na hindi masyadong nagagawa pa.
Palette cleanser man.
Yeah, something.
Dude, Enrique Hill as a contrabida, dude.
Yeah. Ayun, tapos, wala. Actually nga, dun sa script, parang wala pa yung small, yung si Luis na maliting tite.
Wala pa.
But we wanted to do that. So sabi namin, that's what we added.
Okay.
To make it, more of a difference na this guy.
Yun yung key contribution ni Kenzo.
Small maliting tite ko.
Exactly, bro. Diba? And ibang tao, ako na, hindi ko tatanggapin yung role na to, diba? Guilty. Diba? So, sabi hindi, kailangan yan kasi it just makes it even crazier na when you get there, he gets, nagkamalan pa siya as a Big Bird, natakot pa sa mga ma-sexualize and he's, diba, this 30-year-old virgin.
Oh, pwedeng, kasi parang yung contrast ng, kung sino napagkamalan siya, diba, parang mas maganda kapag may insecurity siya na ganong
klase. Yeah, so parang naisip ko pa, parang, perfect to. It's like some of my favorite comedies, like 40-year-old virgin, na may halong hangover, na may pagka-Austin Powers kasi you're playing two characters. Yes.
And then medyo, we're also playing on, parang medyo may pagka-90s din yung how the comedy is done. Eh. Kasi ito yung gripe ko about comedy movies ngayon. This is too serious.
Like
yung comedy movies ngayon, parating either may kurot na sobrang serious, may tema na sobrang serious.
Yeah.
Tapos, the way they do punchlines is they don't give it to comedy na that much. Parang masyado siyang maraming realism involved.
Yes,
parang ganong klase. So, yun yung na-enjoy ko dito sa
Yeah, tsaka majority of the comedies laging hindi na sa pure comedy straight out. It's either action comedy, sila Ryan Reynolds who's actually winning in that category, or sila Chris Evans.
Yeah.
Or if not, it's rom-coms where you see, I don't know.
Though I don't wanna, ano, I don't wanna vilify or
downsize. Eh, vilify mo,
Because, ano, eh, parang, there's always a market for that.
Tama
of course, there's a market for that and there's also a market. Pero, I get the same sentiment.
Pero naubusan tayo eh. Oh, yeah.
You rarely see any comedy.
Parang dati, sobrang may golden age na from when we came from Eddie Murphy to Adam Sandler to Ben Stiller to Will Ferrell. Tuloy-tuloy siya. Yeah. And then, after na mga Will Ferrell, after nila Andy Samberg, wala na.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Parang it's gone.
Yeah, sila Jim Carrey. And
yeah, Jim Carrey. Yeah, oh, sakto.
Fuck, mm-hmm. I love these films. So.
But I mean, let's say kung Pinoy comedies na barkada, yun, parang kulang din, I think.
Yeah. Wala. Parang matagal na nga wala.
Sabi ko nga, when was the last barkada movie that I've seen? Back in the 90s, ang dami, bro.
Meron ka before.
Ang dami, di ba? Before yung The Reunion.
Yeah, but it wasn't really, even our director, bro, nasa set kami. Siguro tenga naman 8 hours kasi naman problema siya. Kasi yung may script siya, he wanted it to be this way.
Ah, syempre,
we were under may image
may
kasi
standards,
na, na may standards yung the company or we were working with. So yun, so parang naviveer away sa gusto talaga ng
gets naman
ng director.
Oh, ensemble yun, di ba? Like so, medyo ang daming ano dun, stars din na inaalagaan for sure.
Right, So I just wanted to make sure that this film wasn't going to be like that. Like I would pitch some comedy films to other networks. Pero they really want to put big stars in all of it. And sabi ko, parang hindi naman kailangan. Like, I want the likes of Superbad.
So
I told them this and ito yung sinasabi ko, yeah, okay naman. Pero, try natin sila. Parin sila parin pinupush, alam mo yun? Yeah. Parang, well, I understand naman they want, you know, bigger stars. Pero,
maganda yung,
na, it really depends on the, ano eh.
I think,
it's characters talaga, it's bagay for the story.
Tama,
for me,
tama.
Diba?
It and yung mentality of that, from the start. Yun yung nagustuhan ko. Kasi, I remember, parang nagkaroon ng parang time sa set na parang kasabihin na, oy, ilesin natin yung adlib na mura kasi we're trying to go for this kind of rating. And then everybody was like, no, wait, let's do the comedy first and then worry about the rating after.
Yes, parang actually, it was edit naman eh, diba? Yeah.
It's pero, R16, right?
Yeah.
Bro, shockingly, we got it. Thank you, FDRCB.
If you've seen...
You guys are the two goats.
The first scene, talaga sobrang Victor Villanueva scene siya. Tapos ako parang, naging R16.
What is even the first scene sa lagi may tamod, bro?
Parang naging tamod eh.
Signature ko na siya. Parang last few films ko, I call it a tamod trilogy. May ganun. Share ko lang sa MTRCB. Kabahan kami lahat kasi yun nga parang sige shoot natin mura kayo whatever then sa edit paano yung rating
pagdating ako sabi ko nung nakita ko yung mga scenes sabi ko hindi pwede pag hindi tayo magmumura tas ito yung eksena para labo diba
correct.
Pero ayun
bad
like,
trip
ayun pressured kami nag-anxiety kami na kami nag full battalion kami ng producer sa MTRCB. So naghintay kami sa labas kasi nasa ano lang naman yan sa Timog ganun. Nasa labas lang kami para kami parang naghihintay sa operation room na
parang waiting room no.
Tinayim namin nag-start na sila screening.
Pero when they screened were you there while they
wala.
Were
kasi,
so they have to screen privately.
Private siya pero alam mo yung nasa labas kami na yun nga parang operation room then tinayiming namin nag-start na sila ganun and then parang 30 minutes nagpas, di pa sila lumalabas? Bakit? Nag-deliberate pa sila or something? Kinakabahan kami.
Mga Immortal, listen to the Underpaid Podcast with me, Stanley Chi, wherein we talk about work-related topics in a light manner na parang nagchichismisan lang tayo or nagkukwentuhan. Listen for free on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or kung saan ka man nakikinig ng podcast. Kita kits!
Nung paglabas nila, then parang nagulat sila na ang dami namin. Kasi sila, uy, ang dami niyo ah, ganun. Yeah. Then parang ano
dito rin para mang sway.
Oh, ganun.
Then, so ako gagamit kami ng dahas eh.
Kumusta sila? Kumusta sila na? You wanna know the rating? Ganun.
Ah, okay. Ano sabi?
R16.
Oh,
si Bianca nakita ko parang almost mapaiyak na. God, thank you. Gumanan sila kasi how do you call this? Kasi kung R18 ka
you lose a lot of cinemas.
Then in-explain nila na What they like about the movie, all the jokes, all the bastos jokes had context.
Yes.
Na nangyari to kasi may context. Hindi siya niligay for
kabastusan,
arousal,
yeah,
kalibugan, right, ganon. So right, everything right, nagko-connect right daw na may okay explanation na ganon. And yun nga, hindi siya ginawa for shock factor or yes ano. Yun nga, pang libog, ganon. So parang, and na-happy kami kasi parang lumapit sila sa amin, nag-congratulate, nakakatawa ha, congrats ha. I haven't seen something like this in a long time. Gumanon
yes,
sila. No.
So, MTRC mo na yan.
Oh, ayun, parang happy ha. Alam mo, parang, ganon kami, ano.
Pero di nila kayang bawiin yan, no? Oh, kasi iniisip ko parang, baka masaya lang sila nung araw na. Wala nang bawian yan, di ba?
Oo, wala.
Kasi, utsan, ako nung nakita ko parang, 16 to?
Seryoso? Okay.
Simula pa lang parang, ito pa yung director's cut? Ah, ito yung pinakita niyo sa MTRC. Talaga?
Parang exciting nito. Like, the first time in a while na nagkaroon ng R16
na, yeah, comedy, na comedy.
With fucking Enrique. Yun yung,
ano, parang, binenta sa akin yung film. Mm-hmm. Tinawagan ako ng, hindi ko matandaan ko si Yana pa yung nagtawag sa akin or someone. Eh ano ako nun, rumaraket ako nun sa Cebu. So naalala kita. Parang ganun nung sinabing, si Direk Victor Villanueva. Tapos ako parang, oh, nasa Cebu ngayon. Yun yung sinabi ko. As if magbibigay siya ng context or whatever. Parang, tapos sinabi ko sa kanya, nung time na yun kasi, sawang-sawa na ako rumaket. Mm-hmm. Nung, sa Cebu kasi, that was an every month thing that I did for Mandawi Film. Tapos naka-drain siya.
Okay.
So parang, nung tumawag sa akin, sabi ko, sa utak ko parang, ayaw na kasing rumahin. Gusto ko lang mag-stand-up tsaka mag-relax eh. Parang yeah, ganun lang yung gusto kong gawin. Tapos binalikan nila ako ulit. Parang, hindi, ano ka, tawag doon. Nag-name drop na. Name drop yung si Ken. Hinahanap ka ni Enrique Hill. Parang ganun. Mm-hmm. Sabi ko, okay. Tapos ang director si Victor Villanueva, so parang okay, ang daming ano ah, parang ang daming going my way. Sige nga, patingin nga ng deck, nakita ko yung deck, so parang oh shit, gaguhan to ah.
Yeah, yeah.
Tapos sabi ko, sige, tingnan natin kung gano'n sila kaseryoso, parang ganun. Tapos hanggang until mga shoot day, skeptic pa rin ako eh, na parang baka ma-water down to or something, ganyan. Tapos nung parang first scene niya, taputan naka-BDSM outfit ako eh. First day, di ba?
First day sa Thailand.
First day sa Thailand. Sobrang nakahubad daw ako.
Sino naman na dati yung
finale? Maybe they going for it.
Naka-Mad Max leather.
Furiosa. Tapos naalala ko yung, kasi dalawang shoot yung araw na yun eh. Yung araw na parang may eksena tayo na naka Mad Max outfit out. hindi niya magawa yung, ang daya kasi parang yung shot niya back turn to the camera. So tumatawa siya habang sinasabi niya yung mga ano. Nasabi ko baka seryoso kasi natatawa siya. Eh, sobrang weird eh. Seryoso ng mga linya tapos naka
kakaangas ito.
Oh, pero naalala ko yun. Shit, that was so hard.
Yeah, yun yung I think pinakamagandang essence din ng film na to is that there were so many scenes na it's typically the climax and it's supposed to be done this way pero yung comedy elements was not, hindi siya hinahatid sa mukha mo eh. Parang alam mo yun, parang subtle siya eh. Parang ganun. May mga subtle comedy parts na talaga.
Ay, ganun pala yun.
Hindi mo alam.
Joke lang.
Kinakabahan ka ba, Direk?
Oo.
Kinakabahan ka sa reception? Or hindi?
Actually, sinabi ko, you know, whatever happens, I'm just happy we did the film.
Yes, and we're making it. Yeah.
Because even if, that's you know, at, even man, if people don't really appreciate it, me, myself, sabi ko, at least I have a movie na paulit-ulit kong papanoorin.
Yeah, di ba like, so the Oscars, like comedy never won.
Wala.
Never.
Old school when it came out, it was like 41% sa Rotten Tomatoes. But I fucking love that.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh.
Usually, mababal yung mga
critics.
Parang yeah, out of, for don't some like reason, comedy, yung mga comedy movies is what, kahit matanda ka na, you'll never forget about
yes,
it.
Yes, exactly.
Pero it never won anything.
Yeah.
And but that's what sticks out, to you forever. Yeah. So I was like, what? Diba?
Yung totoong value niya.
Yeah, diba?
It's something that you, pakita mo sa pamangkin mo.
Yeah, so, parang, basta I just wanted to release something not serious. Just want to give people a laugh.
Step Brothers is 21%.
Oh, talaga? Yeah. So, no way. I love that, bro. Yeah.
Top 10 sa akin yun.
Usually kasi it's comedy. It's like crass. Low form of entertainment though.
The clown has no penis.
Yeah, I know you touched my drum set.
It's like a combination of Fergie and Jesus.
Maganda yung ano, parang, why you so, ano yun? Why you touch, I didn't touch your drum set.
Yeah.
Why sweating? I'm watching Cops.
Yeah. Tapos yung natutulog sila, bro. Yung mag-aaway sila.
may homage ba to Step Brothers? May isang line din na tinawag ako fat fuck ng someone. Mm-hmm. Tapos naalala ko yung Step Brothers line na, you're not a doctor. You're big, fat, curly-headed fuck.
Yawa! No, tama. You're not a doctor. Yeah, correct.
Kaya nung binato yung line, tawa ko na tawa eh.
Share ko lang in terms of the kaba and the pressure doing it. Ito, i-share ko na lang na we submitted for MMFF.
Oh, no, we did. Ano, yeah, we did. MMFF was like, nah.
Yeah, usually feel good movies.
Yeah. Well, yes. We want the families together.
The guy's like, doing something with his semen.
Yeah. There was like 30 entries na submit for the finished film na ano, in a set. Na ano, and parang, and I remember na may pressure, kailangan to makapasok sa MMFF.
Yeah. I mean, it would be really nice.
Oo. Diba? Yeah, kasi may ganung pressure na. Ano, so parang nakamonitor kami. And then,
sorry.
Nung in-announce na hindi tayo nakapasok, nasad ako.
Ako rin naman.
Oh, naalala ko na
I remember na direct after messaging mo, Ken, sorry talaga.
Direk, relax. Okay lang ako.
We're not done.
Yeah, sabi ko, that was even part of the plan.
Bonus lang yun eh.
Kasi talaga pang international film fest talaga to eh. Kasi we've never experienced anything like that, diba? Sabi ko lang, sige, makapag-premiere lang tayo sa ibang bansa, okay sa akin yan. I mean, it's just something fun to do, diba? And then, yun, sabi ni pasok na MMFF, sabi ko, but I don't think MMFF is really for everything.
Yeah.
You know, not all projects are for MMFF.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I mean, I was looking forward na makasakay sa float, diba?
You know pala. Pwede ba tayo mag-float?
Never ka pa nag-MMFF?
Never.
Ah, okay.
It would have been my first MMFF.
Ako din, yes, ako.
Yes, oh, yes. My
dalawa
MMFF
nga yung entry ko
ako.
Eh. This year, wala akong nakuha. Sa Fruitcake din kasama
ako. Ah, kay Joel.
Ah,
Joel.
Nice.
Oh.
Nice. With Joshua?
Ah, yeah, Joshua. Yeah.
What did you play dun sa Fruitcake, dude?
Ah, pinsan ako ni Joshua Garcia. Parang ganun.
Okay.
So, ano lang ako, mga 2 scenes.
Yeah. Basta ako, sabi ko, whatever happens, I'm super proud. I'm super happy of the film. Di ba kahit anong mangyari? But you know, I'm just happy that we have something to let, you know, something different to let people watch.
Yeah. Tsaka feeling ko mainit sa float. Mainit ba sa float?
Super.
Oh, di ba?
Mahaba. Anong MMFF entry mo?
Dati, feeling ko dami niyang MMF entry. Feeling ko. Nakailang ka na.
Ayun, Strangers.
I forgot the others.
Yung Encho.
Wait, nakalimutan.
Yeah, Encho was part of the Strangers. Yeah.
Yung ano, yung Sunday with sila Agamulak and Ding Dong Dantes, diba?
Hindi,
diba
Seven MMF Sundays?
I don't think Seven Sundays.
Ah, hindi ba?
Parang Star Cinema na lang yun.
Fun fact, sa Seven Sundays, naglaro kayo ng game doon. Team Big Bird ka. Naalala mo yun?
No.
Ano, di ba parang may ano, parang may game kayo nilaro sa family and then yung team nyo is Team Big Bird.
Talaga?
Oo, okay. So parang
comes
ano,
full circle.
Do you know how many movies you've done?
No.
Talaga?
No.
Pero like a rough count. Siguro mga 50?
50 naman.
Hindi naman. Tingin mo. Dami na.
No. But if talking about projects, siguro.
Projects. Or kasama yung mga serye and mga iba-ibang
kasi,
ano.
Yeah. But this is the fastest movie, the shortest time we've shot a movie.
Talaga?
This one.
What? Ang haba nito ha.
Well, technically kasi almost locked in tayo sa Thailand.
Yeah.
So it was
gano'n ba katagal usually nag-shoot ng movie?
Depends
para sa part 2, para sa part 2.
Like with, sometimes with Direk Cathy almost a month.
Ah, talaga? Intense ha. Well, sulit naman. Grabe. Sobrang high grossing yung mga Direk Cathy movies. Eh, no? Parang may expectation to do. May reaction ba from your peers? From like seeing the trailer now? Like from all the people that you worked with before? Yeah, Direk Cathy, ganun.
No, I haven't heard from Direk Cathy yet. Nah, not from Direk Cathy. But like some of the artists, like sila Echo, sila Ding Dong, super Jay Cuenca, messaged me out of nowhere. Miss you, bro. And then sabi niya, bro, solid. Parang super excited to watch it. And then si Echo is also looking for new concepts. And so I heard you want to work with Immerse na rin.
Oh,
and he also has own concepts that he wants to do. Like, you know. So
wala na Echo, you're too late.
So,
We run close this door.
So yun, parang it's just fun that other, you know, I just also want to see other artists like get inspired na when they see it. Oh, no way, like that's freaking cool. Like I didn't know we could do that. I didn't know that.
Pwede pala
like when my brother said, it's something you only see like a genre in the US. Yeah. Na hindi talaga dito. Yeah. Ano mayon? So
serial killer na Ding Dong Dantes pare. Hindi mo papa.
Actually, may isang concept na so serial killer ako, bro. Yung gusto ko talaga.
Sarap nun. And
yeah.
Ito yung sinabi ko sa kanila. Even if this doesn't rate well or it doesn't, hopefully not, syempre we all want it for you guys to enjoy it, pero if it's not well received or anything, it's still a step towards a direction na positive eh.
Of course.
Kasi
of course
it's gonna be like may realize ng mga tao na okay, may fun na pwedeng gawin kung hindi man sila magandahan, may potential yung genre na to.
Yeah.
And it opens up, like for me, ako comedian na sobrang malayo ko sa mainstream. Correct. Before, now it's coming in because may mga ganong klaseng comedy na ano.
Yeah, and then,
tapos baka
super
guys like si Andren.
Walang implying.
Yeah. Bro, ito question, are you excited for this type of film like,
of
to
course,
come out?
Dude. Diba? Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure everyone's a fan of comedies everywhere. And just, you know, something different. Oh.
Sayo lang eh.
I'm curious, I wanna ask na, how's it dealing with the mainstream ano,
ako?
Audience? Kasi, no, may nakita akong, may nakita akong mga comments na, nandito pala si Pewa Siniko at sino yan?
Yung mga ganun nga eh. Expected naman. Just naman, layo ko naman sa mga yun.
Those are the mainstreamers.
Pero
the mainstreamers na viewers.
On the flip side, meron naman nagtag sa akin.
May nakita nga ako na, yan yung parang kakampuet, ganun, or something.
Yeah, of course. Wala lang. Wala problema yun.
What is that?
yung pinaka, on the flip side, kahit na-recognize ako, ang dating pa rin is, uy, congrats, nakaisa ka dito. Ano, parang, nandito si, parang shock sila na nandun ako. Parang ganun. So parang, tanginan nyo ha, tingin nyo, hindi ko deserve. pero okay lang. It's fun. Nagugulat ako kapag kunwari na nadamay ako sa fanbase ito ni Ken. Grabe. May mga pages like dedicated to just sharing news about you.
No,
tinatag kami. So parang, damn, this is what he goes through. Feeling ko.
Feeling ko sticking at a very young age. You started
16.
Like, oh my God, dude.
Yeah, 16. I'm 31 now.
And yung acting niya is not yung acting na indie or ano muna, di ba? Ano siya talaga, sinaba ka agad sa mainstream, yeah. Di ba?
Again, not to be like boy abunda-ish, like, did it fuck up your childhood? Di naman.
I guess it did.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Oh my God, sorry.
I guess it did, bro.
Look
at the
man.
Fuck we're doing now. I just really believe that, you know, like fame or like limelight is not really meant for human beings.
Totoo,
yeah. You know, we're meant to be on our own, working together, and not, it's a different, kaya bro, sa ibang bansa, everybody goes a little bit crazy, bro.
You know,
it's a little too much for a human being, too much everything for a human being. I mean, kahit sino, bro, like even you go to war, it's just too much for people, they're not meant to experience that. Yeah. You can see the difference, eh, diba? So, but you know, you can't really have everything, diba? So, yeah. It was a good. I just felt like I grew up quicker.
Oh yeah.
I mean, not Mabilis, really. Like yeah, I still feel like a freaking kid, diba? Mm-hmm. A bit. I just felt like, why do I have to work and do this? And my batchmates are still in school, yeah. They experience college, they
kasi
did all of that.
Tasking yung mga schedules mo, di ba? Working ASAP for like 10 years, 15 years or
15
something.
15 years, oh, yeah. And then, so parang yun. But you know, just think about it. Well, at least I can, you know, I'm earning money na. I'm just a little bit ahead of everybody. But you also got left out in a lot of stuff that you should have enjoyed growing up, you know.
Nawala ka ng ano, hindi lang childhood eh. More of parang yung adolescent years mo where you're supposed to be having fun, carefree, parang ganun.
Yeah, you know, have a schedule at 16.
May responsibilities ka na.
No, but I mean, we kind of did, but yeah, it was medyo half talaga siya from what we needed to do. Mm. And I had to grow up because, you know, my dad passed away.
Yun
so it wasn't really planned. So I had that opportunity to work, to help my mom. So I'll stop school. I'll help my mom because we have to pay for my brother's college and my sister's still in elementary, going to high school. So yun, at least natulungan naman lahat. I think,
Fuck yeah, dude.
Breadwinner, ano na siya kagad eh.
Diba? Yeah. Diba, no?
Eventually. But not, it didn't really take off, you know.
Ako, I moved out talaga. At 30.
As a little by my mom, bro.
Like, okay lang. Hindi, pero kung...
My mom can cook. I'm staying with my mom, bro.
Pwede ba Cebuano ka? Like, sa Cebu ka nag-start? Like, when was the transition na nag-Manila ka?
No, I was just born there, but I grew up here.
Ah, dito
but
na.
But every
yes,
birthday
NCR. Ko. NCR. NCR.
Boo, Cebu.
But yun, but every... Holy Week, nandun kami. Uh-huh. Every Christmas, nandun kami.
Mm-hmm.
For how many years until eventually, wala na. We got a little bit older and then, you know, so we just, instead of going back to Cebu, may Lola passed away na.
Mm-hmm.
So we would, we had a house there, may Lola's house.
Mm-hmm.
Na I promised, kasi may Lola stay with me in our house.
Mm-hmm.
So, I promised her that I'm not gonna sell the house. I promise, Lola, I'm not gonna sell the house. I call her Nana.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not gonna sell the house, I promise. So when the time came, she passed away. All the other siblings wanted to sell the house, but didn't get their shares and everything. Mm-hmm. So I kept my promise. So I paid them off so I could keep the house.
Oh, solid.
Solid.
Parang ginawa ni Jesse sa Breaking Bad. Binigyan niya yung bahay ng lola niya.
Or yung parang popular meme na agawa ng lupa.
Gave them the shares. So under
sale na siya.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh my.
That is fun, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
See, I remember when we were in high school and we watched Enrique.
Oh.
The first we hated his guts. All of the girls loved him and they were just these nerds.
What's
this guy? Oh my. But I'm like, he's a nice guy. He's a nice guy. It's unfair.
Yun din, akala ko rin parang pag nung na-meet ko si Ken, parang tayo na si showbiz si Don ito. Hindi.
Genuine dude.
No, bro.
Loves his mom, loves his mom.
Yeah, no, compared to everybody, like, ako kasi I'm the type that I just do it for work.
Yeah.
I'm back home.
You
know what I'm saying? Kasi you'll meet a lot of people in showbiz, bro. Nasabi ko sa'yo. No, like, shit, oh, artista ako. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Like, diba?
Gets,
okay,
gets.
There's a difference between your actor and artista.
For
me, for me. And there's a lot of people, because, I mean, a lot of people there talaga, they want this.
Yeah, they want the life. Yeah, they want the life, the status, ganun.
At that time, bro, kasi I felt like I just needed to do something.
Yeah.
Basically. So it's so easy for me to just get out. Get out of it. Alam mo yun? Like even...
Kumbaga, hindi yun yung habol mo. Hindi mo habol yung status.
Bro, kasi even going to... yung first go-see ko for ABS, akala ko nga commercial. Kasi usually I would just try to go commercials, go-see. So I can earn a little bit of money to help out, you know, my parents. So when I was there, the Mr. M said, okay, who's here from Stages? Stages is like the talent agency that brought me there for a go-see. So go-see, okay. I was used to go-sees for commercials, mga Jollibee and all of that. So I went there, the ABS-CBN. It's like, oh shit, okay. And then Mr. M said, okay, who's from Stages? Stages Theater yan, bro. So lahat, they can sing, act, dance. So
lahat sila.
Oh, so lahat. So like, Stages, I'm with Stages. So dami nila. And then, okay, who? Of course, Stages, come forward. So dami taga Stages. So lahat kami nag-forward. Who can sing? Boom, lahat sila. Who can act? Who can dance? But ako lang hindi, bro. Like, fuck. And so Mr. M said, hey, you, come here. It's like, okay. Say, do you sing? You act? You dance? Like, no. Hindi po. Okay. Do you want to be an artista? I was like, fuck. So, sabihin ko, I was safe. Ayoko po. So, Tano, what the fuck are you doing here? Diba? So sabihin ko, okay lang siguro po. I don't know.
You were 16.
Oh, 16. Again, go.
That's a lot.
Yeah, and then you can see other people, they're like prepping up, like, you know, they were singing.
Nag-vocalize.
They were like really showing up. And I was like, damn, so, I don't think I'm gonna get paid for this. And then go back home, and then my mom said it was terrible. Mm-hmm. I couldn't do anything. Asked me if I could do anything. Said, I didn't know anything. Mm-hmm. And then, bro, I'm like, I don't know why. I don't know. Maybe may ay lang siya. I have no idea. But eventually, actually, my first few experiences was like so scary, bro. I didn't know how to do anything. Oh, okay. And then eventually, like, the director scared me, shouting. I'm like, is this really worth it, bro? Like, what the hell am I doing here, bro? I should be go back to school na lang. And then eventually, the director will say, actually, okay yung take na yun. I was like, okay.
I think I kind of know what
they're asking for, or medyo nakukuha ko na.
Okay, nakuha mo na.
And it felt kind of good that you find...
How long was that learning curve? Like,
I don't remember.
I don't know.
Ito, how old were you?
How old were you when you feel like na parang 16, gets ko na 17. To? Parang ganun. Ganun? 17? Fuck.
I think, yeah. Oh, I don't know. Kasi ang daming... I don't even remember, to be honest. Tapos sa ma-acting workshop, I would even like cut classes. Because I was scared you had to come up and do like a piece and act in front of everybody.
Uh-oh.
And I wouldn't go. As my parents would be calling ABS, wala po siya dito. I was like, what the fuck are you? Nagagalit sila. I was like, I didn't go. I fucking cut. Ayoko talaga. Niyaya ako.
I'm gonna ask a less experienced novice actor, Red. Anong pinaka mahirap kung nag-act? I heard na yung sa hands daw. What to do with your hands?
Malaking bagay yun.
Yeah.
Pati yung pag may... Pag iba yung nagsasalita.
Pag hands? Usually, they say, usually theater actors. Yeah. If you come from theater, kasi mas malaki. Kasi you know, you have to
gesture.
You have to really be seen all the way in the back row and everything. You have to, everything's bigger and stuff. So, I would say the Sam Concepcion and other people, like, I've heard like some comments from directors, lessen your hand movements kasi alam ko you came from theater. So,
So, binabawasan.
And usually, it's just this. Yeah. So, it's just the eyes, the face.
Or yung mga ganun-ganun, di ba? Na parang anime. No! Ganun.
Yeah.
Work around nila, off-frame yung hands nila.
Yeah.
Pero minsan pag na-conscious ka nga, na walang ginagawa yung kamay ko, tapos yun yung magiging downfall mo lalo eh.
Yeah,
kasi try mo siyang gawing natural, tapos di siya magbubuka natural. It's so stupid.
Yeah. Pero I don't know, minsan mahirap din eh.
Pero yun yung maganda if you're in a good cast. Kasi naka-experience na ako na parang we're just going through the scenes. Alam mo yan, na parang okay, sabihin ko to, sabihin ko yan, ganyan. Pero ito parang merong kumbaga parang if I'm acting with you or si Nico or si Pepe, parang may binibigay sila sa akin na emotion na kukunin ko na lang eh. Eh ako yung pinaka less experienced dun sa lahat eh.
Yes,
sa acting.
Less experience.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That technique is called Meisner daw.
Ah, ganun ba?
Para siyang nag-absorb ka ng energy from your co-actors and ma-motivate ka. Yeah. Para siyang bola na pinapasa nyo. Yeah. Ganun ano. Kaya naka-advanced level ka na.
Oh, grabe. Diba? Pepe, tsaka to, grabe. Pag umay contact, binibigay lang. So parang, oh, fuck.
Pag, alam mo, I'm looking forward sa scene dun sa confrontation nyo. Kung ano yung reaction sa audience.
Ayaw nga makita. Eh. Baka mag-CR ako nun.
Saan naman yung pixelated? Pero medyo mag-gets ang tao.
Mag-gets mga tao yung mga punchline.
Sayang yung ano eh.
Pero I mean, yung intensity mo dun, pang ano na eh.
That was like the most prepared I've ever been for a scene.
Mm-hmm. Talaga?
Oo. Like yung nagtutrow lines tayo habang nag-iintay mag-setup. Sabi ko, intense itong scene na to. Nagtutrow lines tayo na solid. Mm-hmm. Parang ganun. Talagang ganun. Tapos parang yun talaga yung on point na memorize ko lahat. Di ko nagkakamali. Mm-hmm. Ganun. Feel ko.
Tsaka what I liked about the movie then, parang I just noticed a lot of the projects released in the Philippines is all about the lines eh.
Yeah.
Parang they're so focused on the lines and the reactions of people na parang hindi na nagiging ano yung mga nangyayari sa story.
Yeah.
Alam mo yun, like if you watch like Hangover, there's a lot of stuff na basically the lines are minimal lang. It's always like a riot. It's about movement and camera works and everything. So parang yun lang gusto ko rin makita dito na parang less of the talkie-talkies and every single thing is just talking. I'm not saying that totally tanggalin, but alam mo yun, it's different eh. Siyempre, it's easier kasi cheaper. Mukha mo lang.
Kaya naman usually, di ba? Parang
mababad for the minutes. Pero it's good thing na hindi lang yun na napakita natin. Yeah. Maraming ibang...
I mean, there was a whole scene na sobrang di tayo nagkasalita at all. Di ba? Exactly. We shot that for 2 days, di ba?
Yeah.
So, it's all wild.
Stuff like that yung kulang na nakikita ko dito sa sa films natin. Which I like. We're pushing more.
Oh my God.
Hell yeah.
Ganun pala. Ginawa natin.
Alam mo na ang tawa. we're all talking up this, you know, parang hindi niya okay pag hina-hype up yung film. Tapos parang we're all talking big game na parang, oh, pare, revolutionary, ganyan, ganyan, ganyan. Tapos mamaya-mamaya yung reception ng mga tao, tangin na dyan, wala ko ito.
Alam mo, yun yung nightmare ko, yung parang, di ah, bro. Dami, sat-sat ah. Suck your guys' collective dicks. Comedies aren't reviewed.
Hindi naman talaga, hindi naman talaga.
It's always seen as the lowest form of comedy will always
be. Di ba meron kayong parang, dati we were talking about, nag-guess si Direct sa podcast nito eh. Yung pandemic days pa. Uh-huh. Like, meron silang, like, the directors, si Mico Livello, si Joel Ferrer, and you, di ba? Parang, sila yung talagang parang pure na comedy na yung ginagawa parati. Tapos parang, minsan daw, parang na-feel daw nila kapag, kunwari, pag nakakuha sila Mikhail Red ng mga awards nila, parang feel na parang they're being talked down to. Parang,
ang running joke namin is parang, kung magkita kami, gaganon si Mikhail, well, still doing comedy, I see.
Tawag yung mga awards niya. Still doing comedy, I see.
Wait lang, sorry, Mika. Ano, friend namin si Mickey, so guess lang niya. Pero may ganun kaming ano, parang insecurity na ang iba may mga awards na kapag film festival abroad, and kami right, comedy.
Ito, that's kind of weird niya, di ba? Yeah. Like, even if all my idols sa mga films na makita ko, I think the guy that I'm still gonna be like, in awe with would have to be Jim Carrey.
Oh,
like
naman,
if I see him, like I don't know what I'm gonna do compared to Brad Pitt. Oh yeah, that's Brad Pitt, right?
Ako,
pero iba yung dating sa akin.
Oh man,
ng, I don't know. Growing up, he was like my dude.
Ace Ventura.
Yes.
When Nature Goes, the second one.
When he went out that rhino.
Yung umabas sa puwit ng rhino. Bro, dude, walang lines yun, know? Dustin lang yung camera. Oh. Tapos siya lang yun. Siya lang yun.
Exactly.
It was just watching him do his work. Yeah. That's it. Sobrang ganda ng putang
yun. Merong ano yun, merong nag-tweet sa ex na ano, parang hihilain ulit ito ang ano quality ng ano ng movies ganun.
Pababa.
Oh, pababa. Sobrang ganun ko.
Yes.
Grabe no. Sorry.
Wow, you're tasting.
Oh, sorry na po. Kumakain ba siya ng beluga caviar? Habang sinusulit niya yung tweet na yun.
Favorite is Schenectady, New York.
Nag-reply ako na, oh, yun po ang goal.
Yun po ang goal.
Sorry po, Philippine cinema.
sorry po sa mga original ano Wong Kar-wai DVDs mga film snubs talaga eh.
Just bored, and I think there's a lot of, you know, people out there also who's bored with, because I've seen a lot of comments and, you know, finally something different, something I'm different, excited to watch. Not some, you know, I just don't want to say the genres, but not the typical
pero
genres
tama ka, like, a lot out. There's a lot of parang lahat ng klase ng genre na merong Filipino. Na, parang may Filipino version of it eh. Parang
on the job.
Oh, a lot. Like parang sobrang daming current genres na nagkakaroon ng magandang Filipino versions of it, or parang Filipino na ganitong pag-atake. Pero yung comedy talaga parang nila laktawan eh. Parang hinahakbangan over, parang ganun. It's either that or whenever we do comedy, we stick with the guns. We stick with the usual kind of comedy. The
rom-com. Right.
Rom-com. Ngayon, ganun klase.
Sa online, ang dami nagsasabi, ano ba yan? Parang The Hangover. Ganun.
Kasi Bangkok eh.
Just Bangkok talaga.
That's the similarity.
But there's nothing about like...
Wala.
Pero I mean, ako, I don't have problems with it ha, kung i-compare doon.
Yeah, oh naman.
Okay lang, go.
Pero sana yung part 1. Yung part 2, basically part 1 lang na nasa Bangkok.
Like, kasi I think, well, naturally, parang it's one of the inspiration,
of
homage.
Course.
But, you know, as far as inspiration is concerned, ano ako, Stephen Chow, ganun.
Ah, kung puhasin.
O mga Thai comedies, mga ganun. As in,
fucking Kung Fu
Hasin's I wear it like a badge, yung hangover na comment. Pero parang sometimes ginagamit nila to antagonize the film. Na parang, ay, ano ba yan? Gaya-gaya.
Siyempre, it's
parang,
always like that.
It's always gonna be that.
They haven't really, you know, they have their own opinions. They haven't seen it yet. So
they're stupid. Yun din.
Baka cut out kanya stupid. Na.
Yeah,
okay, okay lang.
But you can't please everybody.
Hindi talaga. But, lalo na pag comedy. Comedy is, ang problema sa comedy, if it's really good, it means there's also a great amount of people na hindi niya nagustuhan.
Mm-mm. Yes, of course.
Ano siya, divisive siya. Hindi siya, bihira magkaroon ng comedy na gusto ng lahat.
Right. Mm-hmm. But kasi we also get to a point that we just want to do what we like eh.
Yes.
Diba, alam mo yun? Before kasi, I don't wanna do it, but sige, I'll do it. I have to.
Yeah.
Alam mo yun? Uh-huh. You, then you get to a point na dapat ini-enjoy mo na yung mga ginagawa mo, yung gusto mo.
Mm-hmm.
Alam mo yun?
Mm-hmm.
So this is whatever happens, basta masaya ako, okay? Bahala kayo. Yeah. I was able to do it.
Red is forced to do this with me every
day. Diba?
Nawa ko sa kanya eh. Baka mag-breakdown yan eh or something. Uh-huh. Pero
whatever
yeah,
happens bro, we're going a step in the right direction talaga.
Yeah, yeah.
It's exciting, right exciting for our film industry right now. Exciting times kasi...
Yeah.
Diba? Just to inspire other people, you know, to do something different.
Tsaka bucket list director ko
si Don't be afraid.
Si Direk Vic eh.
Ay.
Parang may listahan pa ako nilabas ng mga directors na gusto kong mga ano. Kasi I just wrapped up with Joel Ferrer. Sabi ko, ito na, top sa Joel Ferrer. Victor Villanueva naman next. Sana, parang ganun.
The comedy triad.
the comedy triad. Like, the triangle of comedy.
Kasi parang, isa pa rin mga magandang, yung pangarap kong hold up.
Yeah.
Oh, but, so good.
Direk Marius.
Ay, nandun ka. So nandun ka.
Yeah, yeah, Direk Marius naman funny. Yun. Oh. Mm-hmm. Yun, lumipat siya sa commercials.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Kasi malaki yung pera.
No, I think he started in commercials, di ba?
No, he... nag-commercial siya.
He started commercials and he got into the film.
He got into one film and then it was really hit. Tapos nag-commercial siya.
Because we were also looking at him for the director for I'm Not Big Bird.
Buti na lang, commercial siya.
Third option na po.
They just, you know, put it out there, his name. So so we looked into that.
I think you being involved in this, parang... Yun nga, di ba sinaya mo, like, sila Echo also wants to do things like this and everything. So, parang sana ma-open up. Because naalala ko, may project kami with Marius eh, na hindi maka-take off because we couldn't find the lead. Tapos, so, ginulo ko na nga siya, huwag ka mag-alala, direct papasikat ako para ako na yung lead. Hindi natin kailangan ng mga guwapo. Tapos, parang hindi talaga siya maka-take off. So, parang naunahan pa to. Nauna pa yan eh, mag-conceptualize.
Mm-hmm.
Parang nag-read na kami nun before pa tayo nag-read eh. Parang ganun. So, I think sana pumasok na rin yung kumbaga unti-unti na na-accept na kumbaga parang pag nag-lead role ka or you're like a, you know, lead role person like sila Ken and everything. Hindi kailangan sobrang glamorous ng role mo, 'di ba?
Parang yeah, bro, naman.
Sobrang ano. Sana 'yun. Ayun yung I think maging magandang effect.
Parang mas human, 'di ba? Mas human.
Actually, always problem namin sa casting, like sa comedy genre, ang hirap maghanap ng comedians kasi either yung ibang comedians ano, fully booked or more to be more specific, mga guy comedians na kasi we had that back then mga Tito Vic and Joey, sila Dolphy, ganun.
Yeah, yeah.
And recently it's always been mga ano, leading man but not so much funny
yeah,
guys.
Like that's what I was saying, like the likes of Ryan Reynolds, like Chris Evans right now, diba? So sabi ko Channing Tatum, diba?
So
parang sabi ko these guys are actually killing the game right now with that type of genre. Whatever he does, lagi may comedy na halo, ito si Ryan Reynolds. And he's really killing the game, bro. Diba? So sabi ko, if, diba, they're leading men, galing sa rom-com din lahat mga yan, bro. And then he was a big star then, but he's even a bigger star now.
Oh yeah.
What are you doing,
diba? Deadpool.
Oh. Kasi parang nagiging human yung tao na parang, okay, he's not that guy that's unreachable. It's like, okay, nagkakamali siya, like even in action, like Red Notice, when he punches, nasasaktan din siya. Diba parang,
hindi siya yung parang, oh, bida ako, ganong klase.
Yeah, na superhero. That's even with my action comedy na may ginagawang concept, ganun yung gusto ko, yung, alam mo yun, like,
like
a real dude.
Si Chow Yung Fat.
Yeah. A real dude that nagkakamali, alam mo yun, all the flaws I want him. Because that's what makes him nice. Diba?
Mas relatable din.
Sobra.
Hindi yung parang The Rock, di ba?
Oh, yun.
Nalata si Shira.
Wait. Pero, may audience yun ah. Sobrang fan ako ni The Rock sa ni Keanu Reeves.
Oh, no, parang,
alam mo yun.
Uy, baka nanonood si The Rock ha.
Oh, sorry, The Rock ha. No offense. No offense, Dwayne.
We did it for The Rock.
Ano, ay, wrestling fan ako. So, mahilig ako sa mga super, mga superhero. Pero, gets ko. So, if you put it on ano, put into perspective, parang it's not really hindi ko magets kung bakit not a lot of people have thought of doing what you did.
Yeah.
Bakit kaya? Is it like a
maybe they're just they know kasi the formula to make
works.
It here it works. Ganyan yung ginagawa ng iba. Kaya that's why they're like that. we have to go through the same path.
Oh.
Or, diba? So, mm-hmm. Or minsan, the opportunity, they don't really have the opportunity to create their own content and produce it. So,
oh, perfect timing din to because nawala ka ng 3 years. It was a good time to reinvent ba? Or parang,
parang coming back. But then sabi ko, if ever I'm gonna come back,
masaya.
I'm gonna do it what I want to do now. My way na. Ano yun? Parang you get to a point na I'm 30 na, so sabi ko, parang I've done already so much that, you know, for my career that I've, well, that I had to do, you know, for our industry.
Oh, magandahan mo ng bucket, na-check mo na eh.
Na-check ko na lahat eh. So parang hindi ko pa na-check yung actually mga gusto kong gawin.
So wait,
like this comedy film. Yeah.
You weren't planning on coming back ba? Ganun? May ganun bang allusions?
O hindi ganun na yung feeling ko talaga.
Dahil pandemic? Doom and gloom yung ano?
No, not even. Before the pandemic, I was ready. Mm-hmm. I was just tired. And
big decision talaga pag 30 kasi Andren, nung 30 siya. Next
parang
nag-switch siya from scotch to gin.
How dare you?
Gin. Mas swabe yung gin, hindi ka malalas yung masyado. Kahit ako every night.
Not the way he drinks.
Okay lang. But,
pero yun, intense parang, intense yung parang syempre nung pandemic talaga nagkaroon ka ng and you were still working, di ba? Were you working yung pandemic?
Yeah, with my mommy yung business na yung build and sell ganyan. But, yun parang sabi ko, see, if I'm gonna come back, I want to do it what I want to do naman.
Okay.
Kasi I just come back to do what I was doing before.
Same lang.
Parang it's the same thing. Nothing, it doesn't really excite me. Mm-hmm. It might just, you know, basta nade-drain ako because I don't know, maybe
yeah, it wasn't... Yeah, matagal mo na rin ginagawa eh.
Alam yeah, and I think it wasn't exciting me. It was, there was no spark.
Even if you like something, may shelf life din siya eh. Like, I love stand-up comedy, pero minsan nasusuya din ako eh.
Parang, correct. Diba? I mean, we're not a robot naman, diba? Parang... Diba?
Kailangan
minsan,
na step
dati, mahilig ako sa sapatos. Ngayon, iba na yung mahilig ko. Sabi yun?
Yes.
So, it's a weird... So, sabi ko yun, I just wanted to do something I want or I've wanted to do or something that I want my kids to watch in the future and be like, that was so cool, Dad.
Kids talaga, no?
Yeah, but they were a little bit older. No? Pero ganun eh, parang, diba? The stuff that I want to watch when on my down days, yung mga pinapanood ko, ba't wala akong movie na ganito?
Yeah.
Or something, diba? Imbes na kids, you want to watch this? Ew, this is like a love story. You know kids are.
Tsaka hindi lang yung ano yung project itself. It was such a fun environment to be in. Kasi medyo na-lock in tayo doon. We were like the same team for like what, 11 days dun sa Thailand, di ba? And it was so fun to do everything. Tapos I think, nag-translate siya. Nag-translate ba siya on screen? Hindi ko alam direct.
Isang ano hindi direct kasi lagi niya pinapalala. Basta mag-bonding kayo. Kasi para mahalatang ano kayo. Kasi natatakot siya makita na, you know,
hindi siya totoong friendship.
It's Enrique. It's like that. It's like this.
Tama yun, Enrique.
and it's, ano tawag dun? And it's, I think, more than yung actual bonding na ginagawa namin. Yung in-between takes pa nag-uusap kami, dun yung fun eh. Kaya lumalabas yung tasin. Kasi nag-aagawan lang talaga kami minsan eh. Yun yung masaya. Or minsan pa nag-uusap kami, maganda yung usapan, alam mo yun. Diba? Hindi yung tipang puta, nakakasawa na pakinggan tong
tao.
I guess you guys went around Thailand, no? Nung nagpamasahe din, kayo, ganun.
Pamasahe. Parang ganun. Pero ang masaya din yung nasa van.
Kasi nawala tayo.
Madalas kami nawawala eh. Tapos may isang time na parang yung driver namin na Thai, hindi niya alam kung saan kami na-drop-off. So he was just going around.
He was just nodding.
Nalala ko yan.
Tapos parang, asa na ba yun?
Do you know where you're going?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, you mga ganun.
Enrique Hill missing in Thailand.
Nalala ko yan na parang ano, umiikot lang daw.
Umiikot lang kami.
Dito naman tayo sa rotonda na to.
Parang paulit-ulit na nakikita namin.
Are we lost?
Yes, we're lost.
It's like, motherfucker.
May mga ganun. So that was always fun.
And the other actors.
Gago naman to.
Okay. Yun yung ano. Pero it was really fun. Very surprising. Akala ko parang rarakit lang. Conversation pa namin ng girlfriend kaya na parang ayoko na mag-film kasi nakakasawa minsan yung mga gagawin mo. Buong araw ka nandun. Nakapagod siya.
Correct.
Tapos bilang ano, pagbalik ko sa Thailand, pagbalik ko, mas maitim na ako.
Yeah.
May adhesive ako sa utong. Yeah. May yung nails ko ulay blue.
Yes.
Sobrang, ano nangyari sa'yo? It was fun.
Sometimes I remember like, especially during Bagani or my ibang shows na, grabe yung kulay sa akin, yung may putik and whatever, may dugo. Like, I would just sleep pag-gising ko. oh shit, ba't may dugo yung pillow? Fuck, wala, may makeup pala. Or gano'n. Alam mo yun, like, God dang it.
Sobrang saya, sobrang saya.
So I think the hours then before, kaya nakaka-drain is like almost every day.
Yeah. Tapos, it's way better now.
Super. I'm controlling my time. So I'm gonna say, now I call the shots. And so I think it's better for me now doing that. But yeah. I feel more comfortable. I don't feel like I'm getting too drained out or forced to doing stuff that I didn't like. Diba? Because times kasi feeling mo, wala akong choice. Eh.
Yeah.
You know?
So it's, now, it's very fun. Lang. Hopefully, it translates. Well, we saw it. Okay naman siya. Tawag dun. Actually, beyond expectation ko. Diba ako expectation na solid? Ewan ko, parang skeptic ako eh. Naturally skeptic ako eh. Tapos nung pinapanood ko, may mga times ako na nabasa ko sa script na hindi naman ako natawa, tapos natawa ako. Uh-huh. Diba?
Correct, correct.
May mga times din na parang hindi mo in-expect na natawa ka ng tawa ka. Kasi alam mo yung mga big scenes na kung saan natatawa talaga.
Yeah, yeah.
Kasi nung screening tayo, ano eh, parang ako, I've seen it so many times.
Ah, then, na-realize ko
nila joma kayo. Ay, first time nyo pala tumapanood. Ganun ako. Okay. Ikaw din, ano? Parang, ay nag-work. Ganun ako. Ano?
Ayun, we're rounding up. That was a great episode, guys.
Hell, yeah. That's it.
Oh, man, yeah. That was
so awesome. I was joining so much, bro.
This episode.
I saved like 5 hours, bro.
We're doing an hour. But yeah.
We'll do it again.
Yeah, definitely. It's gonna be here.
Hindi pa naman tayo matanggal. Number 23 tayo last year. Diba? Baka naman tumaas tayo this year.
Oo,
diba?
Sa mga, ano, mga Ken fans, diba?
Oh, but
content
yeah.
Content yun to.
It's fun, bro. It's fun.
Manood kayo, I Am Not Big Bird comes out on February 14 in theaters nationwide. Tama
yes,
ba?
Sir.
Tama
yes,
ba
sir.
Angas mag-promote ng film.
Yeah,
honestly, ako, ang recommendation, watch it with your friends. Because,
right.
Like, I remember the times na nanood kami ng Step Brothers sa theater or Anchorman or Talladega Nights.
Ron Burgundy.
Oh, di ba mga ganun? Mas masaya siya pag barkada kayo.
Right.
Yeah. I remember parang ang last na napanood ko with my barkada that I really enjoyed was like The Interview tsaka This Is The End.
Oh, yeah.
So yung mga ganun.
This is the end.
Sobrang ganda nun sa theaters and parang it's nice to be part of a movie. Na ganun yung ano,
right,
so watch
bro.
It with your barkada.
Actually yung balance na Seth Rogen, James Franco, yeah. Yun yung gusto ko parang we can create something like that, bro. More
oh
films
God.
Like that.
Hell yes.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
More racket, more money.
More crazy, crazy.
Abangan nyo na si Red Olero sa mainstream teleserye.
Yeah, like that's a good example, James Franco, bro. From a leading man to like, you know.
Talagang kabaliwan.
To just going doing crazy stuff, man.
Wag lang sobrang crazy because, ano na, medyo wild na yung pedophilia part of his career. When he was dating underage people.
Yeah, yeah.
On that note,
Spring Breakers.
Thank you, Derek Vic.
Thank you.
If you wanna promote anything, we're all promoting the same thing.
Well, sige, okay na ba na parang puro promote ka na? But
yeah,
anyways,
go.
I mean, siguro Big Bird lang naman yung i-promote ko na February 14. So kung tigang kayo or wala kayong date, yun. Samahan nyo, friends nyo, manood.
Uh-oh.
So it'll be a good time. And mubati lang ko sa mga Cebuano din ha. Na,
yes.
Mananaw mo. A Cebuano director in a big film.
Na, tama,
diba?
tama. Big time na.
Diba?
Pagbalik mo yung Cebu, may tarp ka.
Di ba kumalaga?
Cebu's finest director.
Congrats, Cebu's finest director.
Sa airport. Kana lang. Invite everyone to watch.
Maujod.
Si Ken ba, gusto mo promote yung social media mo para i-follow ka ng mga
tao? Oh no, bro. Follow me, guys. You guys can be sad. You're not gonna get any updates for a while, for a long time.
Yeah, but Feb 14.
Yes, yes. Guys, sana po manood kayo ng I Am Not Big Bird. Feb 14 na po yan. And cinemas nationwide. R16. I hope you guys enjoy. Good time lang tayo, guys. Good time.
Watch with your barkada or if you've been wanting to date someone and you don't have a reason to ask her out.
This is the perfect reason to.
Perfect excuse. Uy, narinig ko magandang
movie. We got you guys.
Yeah, we got you back.
For all the single guys hoping out there, we got you guys.
Kami ni Andren, we have a show on Feb 10 and Feb 17 called Love Triangle of Doom.
Hell yeah.
It's gonna be on Makati and San Juan. So tickets are available on ticket2me.net. Pero yun din, I Am Not Big Bird Feb 14. Kasama po director and the co-stars, pare.
The co-stars.
Wala si Andren dun.
Okay.
Kasi hindi pa nag-take off yung career niya.
Which,
we're gonna
keep next movie,
down.
Bro. Yeah. Next movie, let's do it.
Wag. Ako lang.
Kailangan yung guy who has Down syndrome, I might be.
On that note, Andren, take it away.
Guys, pwede na tayong matulog.
Alright, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Uy, wow, natapos niya yung...
natapos niya yung podcast episode.
Blabidi di, pare.
Okay. Isa ka sa mga taong nagtatapos ng episode. Tapos, gusto ko lang sabihin, hindi naman sila nagagalit kami. Naparoon nyo to ng libre.
Yes.
Tama ba?
At hindi tayo kumikita sa podcast, di ba, Red?
Tama, hindi kami kumikita sa podcast. Pero kung gusto nyo kaming kumita at bumalik at we keep doing these free episodes, sana manood kayo ng stand-up comedy shows namin. Pumunta kayo sa
comedymanila.ph
comedymanila.ph para makita ang schedule ng shows ng Comedy Manila across the Philippines.
Guys, at hindi ko kayo satisfied sa show, ibabalik na rin yung pera nyo. 100% money back guarantee.
Hindi yun totoo.
Yes.
Thank you. comedymanila.ph.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.